dad said this. He said, it's not negative to identify a problem. It's only negative to stay fixated on the problem.
You're listening to the podcast, We Are Dallas-Fort Worth. Discover big things and big ideas happening in the Big D. You guys, we have a significant guest today. Yes, I said significant. I have Tom Ziegler. Tom, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. Well, if you guys don't already know this, I might be preaching to the choir here. Tom Ziegler is the CEO of Ziegler. He's a speaker. He's an author. He has a new book out called Choose to Win, and he carries on the Ziegler legacy, which is the philosophy of you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what they want. And the really cool thing about Tom is he's a Plano resident. So howdy from across one side of Plano to the other, wherever you are in Plano.
Oh, I'm a proud Plano resident. So I live near Coit and Hedgecock, or Hedgecote. So it depends on what part of Plano you learned how to say that.
How you say it. I'm on the part of Plano that nobody ever drives by. I'm in the far east part of Plano next to Bob Woodruff Park, where the original Plano Balloon Festival used to be held.
Oh, yes.
Right next to Murphy. So I see horses every day out here in this like the rural part of Plano. But whatever you want in Plano, it's out there. Plano has grown and the city administrators are doing a fantastic job here.
Love it. Yeah, I remember as a boy, my sisters moved their horses to Willow Bend Polo Club, which is now Glen Eagles area. So I grew up going out there. I fished and hunted all over that area. And so I've been here a long time. So 54 years I've been here.
Oh my goodness. Where were you born?
In Columbia, South Carolina. But like Dad said, he wasn't born in Texas, but he got here as quick as he could.
There you go. There it is. And your dad is, most people know, Zig Ziegler. And he's a man who coined many phrases, including this one. It gives me a chuckle. He says, of course, motivation is not permanent, but then neither is bathing. But it's something you should do on a regular basis. Your dad was full of quotes, wasn't he?
Was. He's the quote master. I think if you go on the internet, he probably has more quotes than just about anybody.
Yeah, Zig is the quote man. Well, before we dive into your book and your work, would you mind if I asked you a few of your Plano favorites?
Sure.
Favorite hangout in Plano, or is there an area of Plano that you just love?
Well, we really enjoy where we live in our area. There's so many places to see, but we like the shops at Legacy. There's two or three Starbucks that we'll hit up. We've got a walking trail in our neighborhood, so that's kind of fun. So it's good.
Cool. A lot of good walking trails in Plano. They did us really well. You once said that feeding and exercising your mind and body correctly unleashes your full potential. So with that being said, do you have a favorite restaurant that feeds your potential here in Plano?
There's two go-to places. There's a new one called Taco Deli that's just moved in. And it's on Parkwood near 121. And we go there at least once a week. I'm not sure what makes it so good. I think it's just the ingredients are kind of all handcrafted and high quality. And for Mother's Day, we went back to Gloria's. We love the Gloria's by Stonebriar Mall. So
do you find that chips and salsa can make a complete meal?
Yeah. Yeah, since I kind of do keto and all that, it's hard to go to these places because I don't do the chips and salsa. I do the salsa, but not the chips.
Not the chips. Oh, the chips aren't keto.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got to stick to meat. What about brisket?
Oh, yeah. So, anything that doesn't have carbs is good. Now, I'm not like 100% off carbs, but pretty low carbs.
Okay, good for you. Well, what's your favorite exercise here in Plano?
Well, Casa de Ziegler Gym. We got an elliptical about 2 months ago, and I'm just really enjoying the elliptical. Of course, we like walking in our neighborhood. But we really want a walk. We go to Arbor Hills and walk around there.
Yeah, nice nature preserve. On a day like today, the weather is pristine, perfect for getting outside. Well, Tom, do you have a go-to grocery store?
We do four grocery stores. So our main one is the Tom Thumb at Coit and Legacy. But we are also in Whole Foods at Preston and Park at least once a week. Main Street also probably once a week. And Trader Joe's across the street there at Preston and Park probably about every 10 days. So there are certain things I like from each of them.
Yeah, I'm with you. Trader Joe's has, there are certain items you could only get at Trader Joe's. So yeah, it fills a spot. Okay, are you a coffee or tea guy?
I'm an iced tea guy. I drink coffee, but I just make it myself at home. Iced tea, I get the Trenta black iced tea from Starbucks.
From Starbucks. I was just going to say, your favorite cafe, is Starbucks your go-to?
Yeah, for the iced tea it is. Taco Deli has really good tea also.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so finally, what is on your DFW bucket list, or if you've checked off everything, is there something you would recommend to one of our new residents here in DFW?
You know, I'm a golfer, so for me, the bucket list is golf courses I haven't played yet, and there's a few that have popped up in the DFW area that I would like to. They just had the Byron this week, and I haven't played. I think it's Trinity Forest. I haven't played Dallas National. There's some other courses that are really coming on. So that's kind of being here my whole life and seeing how things change. I like to see the golf courses.
Yeah. Well, if you check the weather and if you're not traveling this week, this is the week. This is it. You got to make it all happen before the heat comes.
That's right.
It's a little tougher. Okay, so cool. Well, it's really awesome to get to know you more personally, and especially from a Plano perspective. But I definitely want to dive into your legacy, dive a little bit deeper into your work, because you have a book that came out about 2 months ago, I believe, Choose to Win. And it's about the fastest way to success is to replace bad habits with good habits. So that sounds easy on paper, but where does someone start if they're ready to win, if they're ready to choose to win?
Well, the subtitle of the book is, I really like, it says, you can transform your life one simple choice at a time. And so the idea is real simple, is we really look at our life and we say in our life we have seven areas of life, our spiritual, our physical, our mental, our family, our financial, our personal, and our career. And I use this quote quite often. It's an easy one to remember. And it's this: a tree's fruitfulness depends on its rootfulness. And so this is how it works. Let's say on your tree, what fruit do you want? And let's just say you picked the fruit of good health. I want good health. I want mental clarity. I want to have energy. You know, all these different fruits. And so what you would do is look at the root that produces that fruit. Well, that's the physical side of your life. So what you do is you look at your physical life and you identify some bad habits that you have. It could be that you work in a place where you're sitting at a desk for 8 or 10 hours, not moving. And so that's a bad habit, not to move. So a good habit would be set the timer on your phone for every hour you get up and you just take a quick 5-minute break, take a walk, get some water, do some stretch band exercises, do something to get you're going. So what you're doing simply is replacing the bad habit of being stationary, not moving, being kind of hunched over, kind of getting that what I call the keyboard posture, you know, with your shoulders hunched forward, and you get up and you move. You can do that for every area of your life. The mental aspect of your life, that's your mindset, that's your attitude, that's the way you see things. And the lesson that we teach there is that the number one thing we can do is control our input. So what are we listening to? What are we watching? What are we reading? Who are we talking with? How do we change the bad habit of only getting negative news or hanging out with people who have a sour look on life? How do we change that to the good habit of reading the good, the clean, the pure, the powerful, the positive, listening to the right kind of podcast, reading the right kind of books, associating with people who have goals and dreams, and you know they're motivated to help other people? That's what we want to do. So if my mindset is, if the fruit on the tree that I want to have is good relationships and a positive attitude, then I got to trace that back to the root of my mental input and my family and those kind of things.
Do you think that some of us have habits of, I guess I call it stinking thinking out there, some negative thoughts, maybe because we're stuck in the habit of sort of rehearsing a problem over and over again, or talking to everyone about a problem instead of feeding our mind with positive vibes.
Yeah, and this is the way we're wired. The majority of people are wired to be a little bit negative, and that's because our subconscious is designed to protect us. It's to keep us from harm. It's the whole tiger in the forest kind of thing. We're on the lookout for it. But the reality is that's no longer an issue. 95% of the time, we're in a secure environment. We're around people who aren't going to hurt us. Sometimes we have to be vigilant. We should always have that layer of protection up. But brain works overtime, and anytime bad news comes, we fixate on it. So here's the key. Dad said this. He said, it's not negative to identify a problem. It's only negative to stay fixated on the problem. So what we do is we identify the problem, and then we move to solution-focused. In other words, if our knee hurts, if there's a rock in our shoe, we don't walk around on the rock all day complaining about it. That's what is common. That's what's easy to do. That's what's natural. Instead, we go, oh, wait, there's a rock in my shoe. What could I do to fix it? Oh, I know. I'll take my shoe off and take the rock out. So whatever your problem is, you identify it, and then you move towards the solution. When we get solution-focused, that's positive. But our culture is, it's easier to complain about the things we're comfortable with than it is to grow and stretch and do something different into an area that we're not comfortable.
Yeah, we are, in general, not all of us, but I saw someone recently on my Facebook newsfeed say that they were trying to be more of an adult by turning the news on in the morning and then night. And I thought that was such an interesting statement, that they thought they had to tune in to probably one of the most negative areas and negative broadcasts possible to feel like they are finally in their 40s and they're an adult. This is what they should be doing. So are you saying maybe we're wired to tune in to a negative?
I think we're programmed that way. We know that violence and blood and all the things sell. That's why news hits it over and over and over again. But I'll give you the counter to that. We know factually that we need at least 7, maybe 8 or 9 hours of sleep in order to operate at our prime capacity. And we also know that screens, TV, cell phones, social media, those light waves that come off of that, they mess with our brain. And when we finally get ready to go to sleep, we are unable to go to sleep because it's energized our brain. So I have something on my phone. It changes the light intensity on my screen at 7 o'clock at night. And that's to tell me, hey, Tom, it's time to get off the phone. It's time to focus on the family. It's time to prepare for sleep. Mm-hmm. So why am I sleep? Why do I want to prepare for sleep? Because when I wake up, I have a reason and a purpose, something I'm excited about, something that I want to accomplish. It's going to make a difference in my life, my family's life, and everybody I work with. And so what's the point here? The point here is, why would I put negative information that doesn't move me closer to my goals into my brain at the end of the day when I'm about to go to sleep? Because here's the reality. When I dream, I want to dream about my dreams. I don't want to dream about what's going wrong with the world. And so it's a different perspective. I sleep so that I create the energy and the clarity to get done what needs to be get done the next day, which, by the way, I'm really excited about because I'm living out my life knowing I have a choice to do whatever it is that I want to do. And so I need to make one choice after another that takes me closer to my goal. And so I look at the input into my mind as a choice of what I want to accomplish.
Yeah, it's so, Tom, that's simple, but then not. But then totally simple, right?
Right.
Yeah. I recently had a situation, had me a little upside down. And it was in that moment I said, okay, I can get really angry. But I decided to pause and I realized I had some patterns in my own mental thinking that were showing up in my life. And I just put a pause and went on a mental diet, working on exactly what you said. My fruitfulness depends on my rootfulness. And in that particular area, I needed to reconfigure the stuff going into my mind. And I needed to come out with more forgiveness, more love, more gratitude. And within a day, my life had a more positive outlook. But I didn't stop. Like it's like going to the gym. It's a constant work in progress. So let's talk for just a minute about, you mentioned a zombie apocalypse. So there's blood, there's horror out there, but there's also some zombies. And one of the reasons I left my job years ago was I was around so many zombies at work. I wanted to be in a place where I could have the freedom to go 100% for whoever I was working with. Tell me more about why do you think we have zombies in our workplace?
Well, this is one of my keynotes that I do, and I call them zombies. And zombies are people who are just going through the motion. You've seen it before. They get to work barely on time. They check their phone all day long. When there's a staff meeting, they don't raise their hand. They don't offer any suggestions. They just kind of go through the motions. The Gallup poll studies indicate that about 70% of the workforce in the United States is zombies. They're just going through the motions. And that's no way to live. And the reality is they go through the motions because they don't see the connection between what they do on the job and whatever their dream is. So I have a quote and it says, "Zombies don't care because they have no dreams." Here's the reality. Last time I checked, dreams take time and money. Almost any dream, whether you want a dream house or you want to get out of debt or you want to travel the world, whatever your dream is, it's going to take time and money to get it. So this is what I know. The better you do at your job, whether you own your own business, work for someone else, you're in sales, whatever you do, the better you do at your job, the more likely it is you're going to make more money. So here's the reality. The better you do at your job, the faster you achieve your dream. And so that just mystifies me. Why do we have so many zombies? Well, our culture breeds them. I mean, you go to work for a place that has a lot of zombies, they would rather turn you into a zombie instead of allowing you to be somebody who changes the status quo. And so people who aren't zombies, what do? They leave the places that are infected with zombies. In other words, companies who drive out people who are on the go, they're worse off every time somebody like that leaves, somebody who wants to be connected, somebody who is, a technical term is called engagement. So if you want an engaged workforce in your business, as an owner, as a leader there, what you need to find out is, what are your people dreaming about? Help them get their dreams. Because when they connect how well they do on the job with their dream, they'll no longer be working for a paycheck. They'll be working for a dream. And that's a far more valuable person to have on your team.
And that also comes down to the importance of somebody's why or a company's why. And I know that you speak to the importance of developing your why to meet your goals, right?
Right. Absolutely. If you don't know your why, your purpose, another way to look at it is your calling. You know, what is it that I'm built for? And that's very difficult because if you don't know where you're going, any direction will do. I was on the book tour for the book Choose to Win, and a young man asked me, he's about 24, he said, "Tom, how do you know if you have a bad habit? Because the book is about habits." And I said, "You know what, that's a much bigger and better question than you realize, because here's the reality. If you don't have a goal or a dream or an aspiration, if you don't have a definite direction in mind of what you want to accomplish, you don't know if you have a bad habit. Because the only way you know if you have a bad habit is by asking this question. If I continue to do that thing, whatever it is, will it take me closer to or further from my goal?" And so if you don't have a written down dream, goal, or aspiration, you don't really know if you have bad habits. I mean, after all, if your goal is to get lung cancer, then smoking's a pretty good habit, isn't it?
You know, I was just thinking of Seth Godin. And he said, I forget the exact quote, he was talking about the amount of time we spend on our vacation, on planning a 1 week or 2 week vacation, is far more than we ever spend planning our lives and what we want and why we want what we want out of our lives. Isn't that the truth?
It is. Think about it. We spend, brides will spend months planning their wedding day.
Yeah.
And then seconds planning their marriage. It doesn't make any sense. And so it just goes back to that original quote. What fruit do you want in your life? I mean, most people, they want to be able to sleep good at night. They want good health. They want good relationships. They want, security. They want friends. These are the things we want. Shouldn't we take a minute to plan of how we're going to get that, create the habits that make that the fruit automatic? The right habit automatically produces the right fruit.
Mm. Well, Tom, over on the website, your company offers a lot of guidance and training. Where should someone go if they want to get more involved? They want to get to that next level as an individual or as a company. Where should they start?
You bet. Just go to Ziegler.com. Hey, and since we're all in Plano here, you can just email me directly, Tom@Ziegler.com.
Very cool. Any cool events, speaking engagements locally that you have coming up or somewhere near Texas?
We are always doing events in our corporate headquarters. And our corporate headquarters is in far North Dallas at Tollway and Arapahoe. So not, just a couple of minutes from Plano. We're just barely into North Dallas where we are, just across from Addison. We've got, for business owners, we've got a business owner boot camp coming up. If you want to enhance your presentation skills, right here in our offices, May 30 and 31st, we're doing a two-day presentation skills class. All of these things are constantly coming up. You can find that at Ziegler.com. So literally 5 minutes from Plano, you can get your checkup from the neck up right here at Ziegler HQ.
Cool. Okay, so Ziegler.com. What about your new book? Where can people find the book? On your site?
Yep, you can go to Ziegler.com and find it. You can also go to Ziegler.com/choose and learn how you can get the book.
Perfect. Well, is there anything I forgot to ask you or anything you want to add before we sign off today?
No, this has been fantastic. I just want to thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you so much for being on. Very cool to talk to a fellow Planoite, proud Planoite here in the DFW Metroplex. Well, Tom, have an awesome week. I hope you get out to the golf courses this week in this lovely weather, and thanks for being here on the podcast.
All right, thank you so much.